criminal? I don't know, always?
All right. Well, I mean, the types of crimes or people that you see that are habitually arrested.
The types of people?
Yeah.
Probably drunks and speeders and...
Okay.
Reckless drivers.
Okay.
White beaters.
What about, when you said the term drunk, is that a general classification for everybody who's,
No. Drunk would be intoxicated. DWI, it's driving while influenced. Well, that could be drunk, too. But that's like, he's been beating or smoking or any influence, I guess.
What about a destitute, a person drunk all the time, what would you call them?
Drunk all the time. An alcoholic.
What is an alcoholic? What does that constitute to you?
Well, that's supposed to be a diseased person.
To you, is that what?
To me, well, yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Is there a difference between an alcoholic and a drunk?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
An alcoholic can be a drunk, but a drunk is not necessarily an alcoholic.
All right.
Someone goes out and gets drunk, but they can control themselves.
Okay.
They don't need alcohol, but they constantly go out and have a good time and get drunk. An alcoholic gets drunk and...
What about a derelict?
A person who's up to no good all the time.
Not necessarily has anything to do with drunken?
No, not
okay. What are some names for prostitutes?
Hooker, slut, woman of the evening, lady of the evening.
What's the building sometimes called where several of them work?
Cat House, 4th Avenue in Birmingham.
4th Avenue in Birmingham, I'll have to remember that. Okay. Any other name?
What is it? It used to be a nunnery, is that what they called them one time ago? I don't know.
Okay. What are the managers of the prostitutes called?
Pimps.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Is there a difference between you didn't use the term, but the whorehouse.
Oh, yeah, whorehouse.
Is there a difference between the madam pimp or not? Is there a difference between?
I don't know, but I guess to know they do the same thing, basically.
What are the cheap hotels called in maybe in an inner city that cater to derelicts? Fleabags, you say?
Well, yeah.
Any other name for
them? Fleazy hotels.
Okay.
These terms.
What about marijuana? We want to talk about forms or kinds of it.
Okay.
What do you know? Tell me what you know about marijuana.
Well, let's see. So you can roll it.
If you roll it, it's called what?
A joint.
Okay.
And you can...
See, I worked at the university and we use all this for evidence.
I was sitting there going... I don't smoke. But, bong.
Bong is what? What is that now?
What's a bong?
Yeah, describe it to me.
Well, that's a pretty good way to get where you want to go. Well, it's... Long tube here, you know, and you put water in it. And
okay. What else is it maybe called besides a bong?
I don't know.
Okay. You ever hear the term water pipe?
Yeah.
Okay. What else about it? How does marijuana come? In what kind of forms? Or
well,
if you're going to buy a lot of it, what would you buy maybe instead of just a joint?
Kilos? I don't know.
Kilos?
I don't know. Pounds? I don't know.
What's when they? There's this kind of a quantity. Is there not that's a standard buying amount? What is that?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad you remember. What about hard drugs?